You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So I guess we were talking about racism, in a sense. I mean, you're talking about justice failure, and we have a white war hero being persecuted for doing nothing, and then we have people of color allowed to run over cops and kill dads because of their race. Canada's talking right now about codifying into law race-based sentencing. In other words, whites get much harsher sentences than blacks because they know not what they do. That's illegal. How are we going back in time? How were we more civilized in 1979 than we are today? How are we so much dumber? Why are we wearing Crocs and pajamas all the time? So let's confront this. Let's discuss racism for a little bit.
I'm a black female. What other difference? What else could I have done to piss you off?
A black woman? It is a dream. This is really inconvenient.
Stop raging! I have a dream. What's that, Betty? Bam, lamb. Whoa,
black Betty. Bam, lamb. Black Betty had a child. Bam, lamb. The damn thing gone wild. I saw, maybe we should start with 6ix9ine. That's a sexy number. I saw this video about this kid who had to wear special shoes, and he seems like a great kid. He's 7 feet tall. His shoes are Nike, and I forget who else refused to make him his own shoes, but Under Armour came in, and so he loves Under Armour. Wait, is that 6ix9ine?
6ix9ine.
Okay, go to 6'8" then. Okay. Spoiler alert. So it's a cute little, you know, local news piece about how Under Armour came in and they made it. His shoes are insane. They're in the Guinness Book of World Records. That's what I think this is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Eric Kilburn Jr. And you go, what an all-American kid. I mean, I feel like it's kind of unfortunate to be made that huge, you know? Like, you can't sit on a plane and it's inconvenient. But it's a heartwarming story. Click on the link. Maybe there's a video there. Go down a bit. Yeah, okay, Bigfoot guy. Don't show me your gross feet, dude. Okay, enough. This foot fetish site? So there's no video there?
Doesn't look like it.
Oh, shoot. I should have included it. But then, anyway, I'm doom scrolling so much, I see this other kid. And I go, that looks like the cute kid who got the shoes made by Under Armour. It's such an all-American story. And I think, is this what our culture is? Is this how polluted our culture has become, that this all-American quarterback, this 7-foot-tall Guinness Book of World Records super kid sponsored by Under Armour, is speaking in Ebonics and talking about how he's GD, which I believe means I'm in the Gangster's Disciples, which is one of the most violent gangs in America, which you clearly are not in. I've never seen a non-black member. I ask Grok, and Grok says, yeah, that's the same.
Yeah, come on, I got the brick.
Damn, you got that money.
Fail. I hate niggas.
Oops.
You said what?
Again, with the clips, I've got the... I think we get...
No, what you saying?
Oh, my stars.
It's my girl. You're right, nigga.
What?
Hey, anyway, sorry. I keep forgetting you can't swear on this. Yeah, he... uses the N-word repeatedly, talks about how hot his girl is, shows the hundreds of dollars in his pocket. He doesn't pull out a gun, but he alludes to having one. And then says he's in the Gangster's Disciples. So this garbage culture has permeated every part of our life. And it just creates more animosity. It's not a good thing. And now... You have these kids that get told they suck and they're the most horrible culture on earth. So then they adopt a non-white culture and they end up with that terrible culture, gang culture. But this is what drives them there. Listen to this guy discussing what white people are like.
nastiest, most disgusting, vile creatures on the planet. You might have one or two white people out of a million that might be okay. Being white means we don't have to show you our ugliness, but we're going to make sure we show you the ugliness of everyone else.
Being white means we don't have to show you our ugliness. What are kids exposed to in kindergarten through college? I wouldn't be surprised if this very video was in a class. This could be, if you wrote this out as an essay, it would be a totally mainstream, well-accepted academic essay that your daughter and son would be told to memorize and submit a book report on. So what are you talking about? You're only allowed to show the ugliness of other people? I'm probably going to get in trouble for even showing this segment. And I live behind a paywall where you have to give your credit card and your address and a secret password to hear my evil thoughts. And I'm the only one saying it out of a few others. As far as mainstream news go, no one is saying this.
I want you to believe is that everybody else is ugly and we're the only pretty one. We're the only good ones. And even if you point out our ugliness, we're just going to go bypass that. Oh, no, that's not true. Donald Trump can look at you with a straight face and say, I'm not in the Epstein files, and you'll believe it. Trump can tell you, I'm not.
Pause. This guy's so thick. And we didn't say we're prettier than you. Everyone talks about how beautiful Lizzo is, and every movie and TV show has the white guy, Spider-Man, sees a black girl, and he's like Zendaya, and he's like, wow, she's perfect. And black women do nothing but wear white-like hair. Asians, Indians, anything but black hair. So I'm not doing this. You are.
Not going to go to war with Iran. Then when he go to war with Iran, all we had to do it to save people.
First of all, I'm one of the only people left who is still on the Trump train. Everyone is furious with him about this. And what was the previous one he said?
Epstein.
Oh, yeah. You don't know what the Epstein files are. You don't realize that when Trump takes one of his planes and doesn't go near the island, it still counts as being in the Epstein files. Every allegation against him that someone randomly makes as sends in an email, that's now in the Epstein files. So no matter what's submitted, it gets in. It includes everything. Does this guy think he was on the island?
No.
I think the mainstream left believes that he's a pedophile.
Perception. It's hard to say that white people are good. The nastiest, most disgusting.
Can you, like the fact that that clip exists and can go viral and is on a talk show, disproves it. It is literally impossible to imagine me saying that or you saying that or anyone saying that about blacks. Can you imagine? Like that, you'd think you're some bizarre KKK site that no one else is allowed to see. I thought, and this is, again, universal. I would include South Africa in the West, at least a long time ago. They have Western values. The Boers are essentially Europeans that evolved to be Africans. But look at this switcheroo piece.
As a white South African, I just want to tell you what I miss about the old South Africa, the pre-democracy South Africa, because I saw this video come up with shots of Joburg in 1980, and it made me think about how much South Africa has lost since those days. So if you know any white South Africans, please send them this video. I would love to know what they think about what I miss about the old South Africa. I do get a bit emotional talking about this stuff. I do get really nostalgic. So please forgive me if I get emotional. Number five on the things I miss about the old South Africa is Dulcie September. Dulcie was from Cape Town. She trained as a teacher before joining various anti-apartheid organizations. She went into exile in London in the 1970s, and she ended up working for the UN and various NGOs campaigning for women's and children's rights. She then became the ANC's representative in Paris, where she was shot dead in March 1988, probably by an apartheid government operative, although her murder has never been solved. Dulcie, the street where you were killed is now named after you. We miss you. We wish you were still here. And you will never be forgotten. The four on the list of things I miss about the old South Africa are the Craddock Four. I know there are four of them, but I'm counting them as one for this video. The Craddock Four were Sekelo Mhlaulo, Fort Kalata, Matthew Goniwe, and Sparrow Mkhonto. These guys were community organizers. They were dynamic, interesting leaders in the anti-apartheid movement in the town of Craddock. They were abducted from a roadblock. They were tortured, stabbed, and murdered.
See, this, and you could blame the Jews for South Africa, whatever floats your boat, but it's a white trait. I don't know what it is. I don't know why the Lord put us that microchip in us, but we need to self-hate. So this guy is talking about how horrific apartheid was. He pretends that he likes old South Africa better when it worked. South Africa was not a whites-only community that outlawed blacks. It was nothing. It was abandoned. It was, no one was there. It's really rugged land. Boers, who were a very unique group, think of them as Amish, okay? Instead of writing Amish only, they wrote whites only. It was just a given that they meant Boers. So apartheid was a Boers only community. And they hated the British. The British fought them and killed them. The Brits committed genocide against the Boers. So this group, pretend they're black if that helps, this group carved out some land for themselves, right? And just like the child's fable, if you weren't there to bake the bread, you can't have any of the bread. So they created a white Wakanda out of nothing, and then people wanted to come in. Now, they should have said Boers only, non-Boers, whatever. That would have been easier for people to understand, but they mistakenly said whites and blacks. And so, thanks to the guy from Bruce Springsteen, Sal, right? What's his name there? Steven Stevens, Little Stevens?
Steve Van Zandt.
He wrote the song Sun City, and they boycotted South Africa, and they changed that Boer law. And this is South Africa today. Let's check in on what's happened to that country since the Boers weren't allowed to guard their own land. It's, spoiler alert, it's become a hellhole.
You own a building?
No.
Yeah, so don't ask me. Let's go. That's us.
Well,
this building belongs to the city, to my understanding. And as you can see, it's hijacked.
This is pretty insane, eh?
Yeah, this is how they live. Nobody pay rent or anything.
It's post-apocalyptic.
Do you know roughly how many people live in this place?
I wouldn't be able to say that. A lot of criminals live here. All the buildings are the same, with the same dynamics.
Pretty much.
Bed, no one paying, hijacked, it's all the same.
Oh my, that's probably goes down to the basement or something.
Yeah, like the basement. When they rob people, they like running in this building also.
Ooh, hello.
Oh my God.
How are you?
I'm pretty hungry.
Do you live here?
Yeah.
Wow, my word. How long has this building been like this for?
Long, bro. Very long.
Is it okay if I come in?
Imagine looking at that and going, well, at least they're free. At least we have freedom now. Thank God bless those activists that liberated us from Boer oppression. Isn't it amazing? Okay, last one. I was talking earlier about how the Brits have been kicked out of 90 countries. This was an interesting little sketch this guy did where he refused to apologize for his great-grandfather's crimes. But then, guess who makes an appearance at the end?
I just think we feel guilty and we're in no position to ask for favours due to the fact that we did colonise most of the world.
I do want to be clear, I didn't do any of the colonising myself. It was my great-granddad, so have a go at him, okay? It wasn't my fault.
Great granddad here. I'll be honest, I enjoyed every second of it, so yeah, sorry, not sorry. Back to you, old boy.
I just think.
So, what's the takeaway here? I think that when you're right, you have to fight. You know, if there's a lot of people think children should be sexualized. No, we're not doing that. Well, you know, what about their rights? What about their constitutional rights? Like, here's a great example. In Quebec, I was talking about this all weekend. The Muslims were praying en masse. Okay, we have freedom of religion here, right? Canada's pretty much the same rules as America when it comes to that. and give them an inch, they take a mile, and they started doing what they're doing all over the Western world, which is praying everywhere. When I went to Jerusalem to see the birthplace of Jesus Christ, it has a massive iron fence around it with spikes, because Muslims have completely surrounded it. It's a tiny island surrounded by hundreds of Muslims. And what are they doing there? The call to prayer. That deafening, crappy loudspeakers playing their cacophonous prayers. And they all get down, and it's a show of force. You've got to sort of move around them to get to the birthplace of Christ. And it's the same all over Britain. They take over entire roads. Why wouldn't you choose a park? Why wouldn't you choose one of the many mosques that has completely taken over London? Because you're showing force. And by the way, we're seeing this right here in your state of Texas. I forget the number, but there's something like 800 mosques built in Texas in the past years. They're really coming after Texas hard. And that's something you see with Islam, where they'll say, oh, they're only 1% of America. Yeah, they're not spreading thin. They're taking over areas. Oh, they're only 6% of Britain. Yeah, go to Luton, go to Birmingham. You'll see cities that are no longer British at all. They're even the kids have their own accent now, the Muslim kids. So in Quebec, they said, no, they went down to the Notre Dame Cathedral in Old Montreal. It's one of the most beautiful churches in the world. And Quebec's very different than the rest of Canada. It's like 400 years old. So Old Montreal is literally hundreds and hundreds of years old. It's much older than America. Whereas Canada, they got their national anthem in 1980 and their flag in 1970. It's a brand new country. And Quebec just said, no, you're not doing that. You need permission to pray. You need forms. And it's not going to be good for you if you're Muslim. We know what you're doing, and we're overriding it. Just like the Chinese coming here and having babies. Yes, we have birthright citizenship. You're abusing that law. We're changing that law. Why? Because I'm right and you're wrong. You're taking advantage of my altruism. You're taking advantage of my good nature. And rather than lie there and be trampled on, I'm saying, no, we're taking it back. You're not having a baby here, and you're not taking advantage of us, and you're not showing off to the rest of the world that I'm your bitch. So no more praying here. That's the future of America. That's the only future for the West. Because when you're not the boss, when you don't flex your muscles like we're doing in Iran, when you don't punch someone out as a shot caller in prison, then someone else becomes the head of the prison, and they're going to do a much worse job. And you know what a great example of that is? Feminism. We freed women. I said this on Twitter a few hours ago. We freed women from the kitchen, and where do they go? To a smaller kitchen in a van by the river alone that breaks down. And what do? They vlog. And when they really need gas money, they do OnlyFans. Welcome to the freedom. Let's do a little segment on feminism, Sean.
Okay.
And we'll talk about women left to their own devices, because it's not good. And wait, before you start this, I want to make clear, I'm not a sexist. I love women. I adore them. But I adore them in their natural state. I adore them as, you know, boys will be boys, kind kindergarten teachers that like their place in life. I love them as housewives. I love them as moms. I love them as feminine creatures. And they don't do well with power. They don't do well when left to their own devices. And they don't do well in the workforce. Generally, they tend to cheat on their husbands. Anyway, play the
Who here identifies as a feminist?
We are the storm, the very form of change that the world has been waiting for.
You said I was too pretty to fight.
And that's toxic masculinity. You don't realize how your behavior is harmful.
Okay, so we freed you from the kitchen. You live in a van. You do OnlyFans and vlog. How about we rent you out this giant hall in a hotel? What do you want to do? We want to have a sensual chest rubbing seminar. Okay. This is what you do with your freedom. Sorry, NSFW here. There are no actual nudes, I believe. But look how unbelievably retarded this is. Talk about retard macking. It's not even sexual. They can't even do sex right. Like the whole burlesque thing. Is there anything less sexy than burlesque? It's basically Chippendales to me. It's gay men dancing around. That's what burlesque is. What is feeding strawberries? What are you doing? Here, let's check in politics. Okay, that's it. Politics is it's generally a male subject. It's about systems and numbers. 2 million illegals in America is not a big deal. 40 million, we have a problem. That's boring number stuff. But, you know, come on in, ladies. The water's fine. Let's see how you handle politics.
What do you not like about white people?
One, they breathe. Two, they speak. Three, they have thoughts. And all of it just needs to stop. We need women in power. We need people who are not white in power. We're done with the white men. We're done.
What a skin color.
Like South Africa?
Do with it.
By the way, you know you're white, right?
Why do you need less white people in power?
Inclusive. Inclusion.
People who help.
Isn't the majority of the world not white? Why do the minority of countries that are white have to be not white?
They just keep on making rules about things that don't pertain to them.
What non-white country are you kind of looking at saying, hey, you know, they're doing it right because they don't have white people? Which one is it, in your view?
That's the dumbest question. Ignore.
Well, no, if they're the problem, they're obviously...
Pause. The confidence thing is crazy to me. It's not even conceivable to her that she's not the smartest person in the world. Just like the woman walking into the green room on Saturday night, or stopping Tommy on the way to the venue, or even when we walk to the venue, I'm the guy hosting this show on Saturday night. And there's a woman standing by the door. She's like 40. And I go, hello. She's like, hello. And I go, trying to get through here. And I have to move around her. They talk about man spreading. Have you been outside? Every bar, every train seat, women take their purse, which they spent 4 months' wages on because women aren't good at their own pocketbooks, and they put the purse in the chair next to them. That isn't spreading? Go ahead.
That are the solution. Who's the solution? Who's doing it right?
Women. Women.
Women are.
Look at Mexico. Fine. You can look at, you know, anything.
Mexico is like a narco
state,
basically.
Jasmine Crockett.
Huh?
Is Mexico like a narco state, though?
They got one bad area. My God.
I
mean, the whole thing is bad.
No, it's a beautiful country, but you don't.
No, it's not.
It's a one bad area in Mexico?
Yes.
So, Mexico is our goal. South Africa and Mexico is where the left wants us to end up. Okay. I don't want to do that. Okay, two more. I hope we have time. Okay, let's quickly go through. Women should not be in control. This is an interesting... Okay, we got to squeeze this in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I will never agree with the path you took.
Then take it yourself. If what I do is so easy, do it.
I have my degree.
Okay.
Okay, I'll speak. So he's a computer programmer, and he makes, I don't know, $120 a year. She's a funeral director. She makes like 40, and that's totally unfair. And that's why she doesn't, that's her husband, by the way. That's why she doesn't agree with the path that he took. Funeral directing is, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's something that pretty much anyone can do. Just be able to deal with death and be polite and quiet to people who are mourning. Computer programming, what, 2% of the world can do that? Maybe less? I can't. You can't. It's hard. So you get paid more because it's a rare skill. Remember the MLB pitches? And she doesn't understand that. That's the problem with a lot of the liberal brain in general, I'd say, is this equality of outcomes. I went to school, I studied a thing, you went to school, you studied a thing. Now we both do things, so we should get the same amount of money. That's a great idea, Mao. Way to crack the code. And that moronic thinking is female thinking, and it's all over the male brain these days, which is why we have Zoran Mamdani furious that white New Yorkers make $200K and black New Yorkers make $20K. No, dude. The latter group is living off the former group who are paying 80% of the taxes, probably for the whole state, and the rest of, and Section 8, where the other 20,000 a year people live. So the moral of the story is don't let them control everything. We have to bring back the patriarchy. We are in control of the world, not because we want to boss you around, but because every time we give you the steering wheel, you crashes into a ditch. So get back in the passenger seat. I'll be driving from now on, and I don't want to hear any more talk about crushing the patriarchy. It's the only thing keeping both of us alive. I'm not going to let you turn my world into an abandoned building in Johannesburg full of rats and feces. It's been a pleasure. See you next time, guys. I like you more than a friend. Get ladies fired, get in trouble, be brave, and never stop fighting.
Turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.